Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of our Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I have the wonderful Poppy Delbridge with us. So Poppy, if you don't know, is changing lives as a celebrity tapper behind the revolutionary method of rapid tapping, an evidence-based way to manifest total well-being and success whilst reducing stress in under 10 minutes per tap. Her first book, Tapping In, Manifest the Life You Want with the Transformative Power of Tapping, shares a simple way to apply the technique so we can live our best lives. A former network executive and one of TV's most powerful women, as said by Glamour, her mission in life is to tap us out of stress and self-sabotage and into powerful potential and possibilities. Wow, Poppy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Woohoo! Yes, I'm great. Thank you, Emma.
Amazing. You have been someone I've wanted to get on the podcast for a while because I love tapping. I love EFT. And when I came to see you at Happy Place back in the summer, I loved trying rapid tapping, but I loved your take on manifesting as well and your tapping techniques with that. We've also had Tapping In as our book of the month in the membership as well. So a lot of the membership queens have been reading that. I think it was earlier this year we put it in when we did EFT month. So we love your work, Poppy. But before we get into all of the goodness of your work, one question that I love to ask every guest who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Yeah, I love this question because there could be a few answers to this. And I would actually say that I was raised spiritually awakened to some extent. And for me, I really was that person, like a young girl, dabbling in metaphysics and spiritual concepts, different religions. So for me, I've always had it as a kind of antennae open, looking at different ways of living that, you know, that sometimes we can feel as a human being we don't access and other people don't. So for me, it was always, I was always the strange one interested in this. So I'd say I didn't have a light bulb moment where I suddenly had a spiritual awakening. But when I was quite young, I do remember that when I was a teenager, I was very much into self-healing and healing. And I remember probably feeling the most connected I've ever felt, creating a kind of healing environment with a friend of mine who had a broken ankle. And I had done some energy work. I wasn't trained. I didn't know what that was at that point. I just knew I could do something. And that because he got up and, you know, was fine, made me so awakened and excited about the possibilities that exist that, of course, we're not, you know, taught about. That was the beginning of my journey. So really, as a teenager, after that, looking back, really listening to your question, that would have been it.
I love that. And as you can imagine, I hear all sorts of different stories on this podcast of, like you say, people who had very spiritual parents who were aware of this practically from birth. And then, like you say, whether it's a teenage awakening or a slightly more adult awakening, it's interesting hearing how people get into this and all the different facets to that. So were your parents spiritual? How did it kind of first kind of come into your awareness?
Do you know what? They weren't particularly spiritual until I was a bit older. Weirdly, I was more spiritual than them to start with. And what they were really into was mindset, techniques, journaling, you know, what I would now call manifesting. And then they did become very spiritual, all of a sudden had a complete spiritual awakening. And so that was a really interesting way of looking at it all. And then, of course, that became, you know, part of my life, with them also being quite spiritual.
So you teach rapid tapping, and before I'd kind of come across your work, obviously I tried EFT, I tried tapping, but I'd never heard of rapid tapping. So for anybody listening, what is rapid tapping and how does it differ from traditional EFT?
So I'm pretty much tapping obsessed, as you know. And for me, it's an evolution, I guess, of traditional tapping, which, of course, has evolved in and of itself. People have been tapping. Many people come to me and say, I tap, without even knowing kind of what it is. Because I think we evolve as humans knowing the power of touch anyway. So we've been doing the tapping, you know, tracing back for 5,000 years. And a lot of that came from the roots of acupuncture and acupressure. And then in 1980, a psychologist in America started to apply psychology to the tapping, or vice versa, actually, to work with clients, had amazing results. And then it was simplified again to EFT, emotional freedom techniques. The original one was called TFT, thought field therapy. And now there are kind of different offshoots which focus on different parts of us as humans. So my route and approach with tapping now takes on board a lot of my previous career in creativity as a creative, pushing our creative edges of potential and looking at things outside the box and manifesting. And so for me, it is manifestation tapping, really, you could call rapid tapping. And of course, what it also does is it does reduce stress, overwhelm, anxiety, all of the things that can really bring us into fight or flight, consistent fight or flight and background sort of chronic stress as humans. It really helps clinically to reduce that. But the real focus of rapid tapping is to create a better mood very quickly. It's very fast. And it's a lifestyle thing. So it's about not necessarily coming to me as a practitioner to work with me for an hour over one specific issue to help you deal with the memory of that issue. But this is about a daily use of a practice that then after a while starts to change your beliefs about yourself in a more positive way. And then, of course, that allows you to step into different opportunities in life. And the whole model of rapid tapping is around your whole life. Very often I work with a lot of high power people who are only looking at work and career. And so for me, it was really important to apply tapping to every facet of how we live, which makes up your vision. So that is your physical health, your love life, you know, your energetics and emotions, of course, but also where you live and your money relationship and how you create abundance. So for me, it's tapping manifestation is probably the first thing, for me with rapid tapping. Then, of course, it has extra benefits for us just as humans and our bodies.
Absolutely. And for anybody listening who, I mean, if they listen to this podcast, hopefully they're going to know what EFT is. But what is EFT for anybody who's completely new to this?
Yeah. So with EFT, you are essentially working with invisible meridian lines. And the ends of those lines are points, mostly on your face and upper body. So you'll see with tapping, a lot of the time you are literally tapping. I'm doing it now, but you're sort of tapping on these particular points and you're saying particular words, sentences, evoking particular feelings. The combination of that together helps you to detach from emotional attachments that have formed over particular memories of life and your experiences of life. So it's fantastic at eliminating negative connotations to trauma. It's really good for phobias. I had a phobia of dogs, now I've got one. I've helped many people with EFT. I'm a practitioner of EFT as well. And it's just amazing with specific issues. Mm. Yeah. So, and then rapid tapping incorporates broader energy techniques. So you'll see me doing much different things than you would do in tapping. And we look at the whole approach is just upside down, I suppose, because the idea is that rather than reduce the negative intensity of something when you think about it, you're doing it the other way around. So you're creating more possibility and high frequency vibration in order to then move into something rather than away from something. And I suppose the other big thing is that I'm not specifically working with acupuncture roots, whereas EFT is. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more broadly about energy, probably back to where I spoke to you about hands-on healing, you know, when I was young. Mm-hmm. That was nothing to do with acupuncture, but for me, that showed me this thing, which I say in my book about superconscious and how you access the energy field at large. And that is what we do in rapid tapping.
Mm. I love that. And I love your unique take on that as well, because obviously with EFT, you know, we're told about the acupressure points and the meridian points, the meridian lines, and it's kind of like releasing stuck and stagnant energy. But how you explained it there in that broader term as well, you know, it's so true. It is a full mind, body, spirit experience. It's not just about the points we're tapping on. It's the whole picture, as you say, which I don't always think is focused on. So I love that. So how can tapping help us manifest our desires, Poppy? What are your top tips?
So when you want to manifest a desire, if you think about anything, there is resistance to that. And that resistance can be quite conscious. So you're really aware of it. So it's kind of quite practical, like, oh, how could I start a business and make that business successful and abundant when XYZ around me, people, scenarios, qualifications, whatever, say no? And then there's the subconscious stuff, which is also resistance, which is the bit that we don't necessarily know about, but makes up, you know, neuroscience tells us sort of 95% of our everyday thoughts. So we're autopilot for a set of beliefs, a belief system. So we really want to use tapping because it connects both the conscious and the subconscious. It also allows us to do two things. So one is that every day you want to make use of your conscious mind and you want to flood yourself with helpful information, helpful new thoughts, helpful new beliefs. And rapid tapping certainly is all about positive affirmations and flooding those in particular, seven different particular zones of life that we use that makes up this whole life vision. So you pick your focus there. So you use it for that. The subconscious bit, you know, is a little harder technically because there may be core beliefs there that you'll need, right? So if I need to feel that I belong in this world and I, you know, am part of the universe and that I can go out there and create something incredible and impossible, I need to really believe that to take the action steps, right, to then make that happen as well. So really where it comes into its own tapping is about changing those beliefs over time. Mm-hmm. And in rapid tapping, use a metric system, which I coin manifestability, which, you know, says that it is an ability that you can actually get better at it. And if you notice when you say a goal that you're very low in your believability factor there, you know, you're like 10%, then you really want to be changing that belief at its core, mm-hmm. rather than just obsessively visualizing something as an outcome, rather than just saying the affirmation and then your feeling state is completely different. It's really about changing that. And that is what helps you manifest, because that is the science of our body and our physical form, as well as the spiritual component of connecting to the vibrational match that you want to match to.
And you're so right with that, that it is that energetic relationship. It is you becoming that vibrational match. And, you know, I hear it all the time, Poppy. People say to me, Emma, I'm repeating this affirmation 20 times a day till I'm blue in the face and I still feel rubbish. I don't believe it. And you're right. Like, for the law of attraction to work, there needs to be a level of belief already there. That's how the law of attraction works. So if you're a zero, or like say 10% on the belief scale, then yeah, absolutely. How can you expect to, one, feel good when you're saying that affirmation or doing that practice or ritual? But also, you know, it's not going to create the container. It's not going to spark joy. It's not going to create the energy needed and that momentum to bring that into your reality. So tapping, like for me, is one of my favorite ways to work on those limiting beliefs and fears and, you know, just any energetic blocks, or if I'm feeling funky, I think it's...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's such a great quick tool that we can turn to, which is free to use. And, you know, we can do it anytime, any place by obviously just tapping away. But I think it's such a great tool that not a lot of people really correlate with manifestation. So I think it's great that you are bridging the two together, because if we can use it in our manifesting process, it's just going to like supercharge everything, right?
That's right. And that's how I've used it. And that is my number one way to like get results for people. Yeah.
Love it. So how can we pivot into our own personal power we're tapping? Because we've spoken about the manifestation side, but I love that tapping can also help us to come into our own and come into our own power. So how can it help us do that?
Power. Yeah. So I have a process that you know about, right? Pivot into power, which is really allowing ourselves to know that we're in this world, we are humans, and we will need a certain set of tools and behaviors to succeed and feel powerful in life. And so, yeah, with tapping, it's really about using it daily, first of all, like really using it daily to give yourself, you know, what I would call sort of the C's, right? So it's like courage. We really need courage to just go for anything. We really need creativity to think about things differently to others, and also what we used to think. So we really need to come outside of ourselves for that and get creative and see potential. And then connection, massively important to stay connected to yourself, connected to your goal, connected to your vision, and connected to the universe, like connected to source, connected to this field that we live in. And so really, if you want to become empowered, you know I've talked about this, but it is going back to your beliefs, because until you can really be something, your body hasn't really accepted it. And it's a mind-body energy game living. And so you really need all components. You need to have your mind primed and ready with new pathways that give you all that helpful information. You need to then experience it in your body and reduce anything in your body that is feeling like resistance and energetic stagnation. And then you need to connect with energy as frequently as possible to keep your frequency up, like your manifestation baseline, I call it, is super important. And, you know, if it's feeling off, listen to yourself, be active and proactive about bringing that baseline up every day, no matter what. And that is possible with tapping. So, yeah, kind of a convoluted answer to that. But, but you know, I think, you know, with personal power, it's for me really hand in hand with manifestation, because, you know, can you have one without the other?
100% agree, 100%. And, you know, I really feel like in those early stages when you discover manifestation as well, it is reclaiming your power, it is taking your power back, because you realize, oh, okay, life is happening for me, not to me. And I can be the creator of my life. I can be the author of my life. And if I don't like how something is, I can manifest the reality that I do want. So I think there's incredible power in there, incredible personal power. And I think, as you all know as well, Poppy, when you go down the manifestation route and journey, you know, the inner work does start to come up. And I think the more that we then unravel those layers and obviously go through our own personal inner work journey, you know, we're also taking back our power with our healing as well. So I think EFT is a hugely powerful practice to reclaim your power and to create abundance as well, because it just really complements the whole thing, the whole journey. And I think it's so important that we do stand in our power when we are co-creating our reality, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
So I want to know, we've spoken about your work, Poppy, and all your amazing rapid tapping techniques, but I want to know, what have you been able to manifest in your life with EFT?
Oh, wow. I mean, yes, traditional EFT helped me to reduce a phobia that I had, which was of dogs. And I always really wanted to have a dog, and I'd used a lot of techniques to make me pretty okay with dogs. But because I'd had bad experiences with dogs, you know, for me, I couldn't really do a lot around dogs. So it was pretty bad. Like, you know, I'd cross the street, I wouldn't go on walks that, you know, there might be a dog en route. And I used EFT to really clear that way. And then I could get a dog. And then I could really, you know, and now I've got my lovely dog, and it's just the absolute best. When it comes to manifesting big manifestations for me, all sorts. Starting a career again from scratch and making that work into a brand has been all, you know, my techniques around manifesting, you know, lots of tapping in there. Also, we always have this little Achilles heel, mine. If you look at that empower kind of that circle, that kind of wheel of possibility, I call it, you know, all these seven zones that make up your vision and life and reality. For me, it was really hard. Like the love life was really hard. It was very entrenched that it would go wrong, because I actually got married really early, had my son during my first career, and that all went bad. So that sense of like, oh, this is going to happen again, was very deep rooted. I had to do a lot of tapping to help me with that. And then that kind of, with consistent rapid tapping every day, led me to much higher frequency. And so, you know, I manifested now, you know, the absolute love of my life. We met by chance. And that was within a week of creating a vision board that was pretty much this man. I do a lot of vision boards. And so, yeah, I feel like that it's always like a lot of different tools. Like, I wouldn't say it's like all tapping. You know, lots of my life accomplishments, and there have been a lot of them, and it's been amazing, have been not just tapping. You know, it's always a mix of all the different things. You know, lots of my programs are, yeah, they actually don't feature tapping. You know, they feature other ways to work with your mind and spirit. But yeah, I mean, I guess the newest one is that I have decided to get married again, and I will be married. So that's really lovely to have that. Yeah, and manifesting love has always been something that I've been passionate to help people with, because I think also sometimes we forget about that, and it's one of the areas, especially for women, where we kind of make do. Actually, we're not here to make do. Yeah, we're here to step into abundance, and tapping really helps you do that with love.
Absolutely. I love that. Doing it with love. And congratulations as well. How exciting that you're going to be preparing for your wedding as well. I love that. And it's a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful story as well of obviously you coming from the previous career into helping people with tapping, you know, experiencing that transformation for yourself. I think it's just lovely to see that journey for you as well, definitely. And I'm sure many people can relate to that as well with their journey and what they want to achieve. So if everybody's listening to this podcast, Poppy, and they're like, this sounds great, I need some of this in my life, where can people get started if they want to uncover any blocks or use tapping to create more abundance in their life?
Yeah. So a few different options. So for me, I love working with people in small kind of masterminds, and in particular, women entrepreneurs, public figures, people who are like really raising up in their own profile to make impact. So there's that. You can always message me. I'm very approachable. A lot of my stuff's on Instagram, Poppy Delbridge at Instagram, and also Rapid Tapping Instagram. And then, yeah, my book would be a great place to start. That's called Tapping In. And it's a big orange book, and that's available in all the bookstores, Amazon and Waterstones, Barnes & Noble. And then the really exciting thing I've been working on, the project, is the app. And that's the Rapid Tapping app. And it is now very, very literally a couple of days ago released in Apple. So if you've got iOS, and Android's coming, if you've got iOS, you can download that now. 7-day free trial. You can get started on a really affordable way if you want to stay with me, do live classes with me. Every Monday on Rapid Tapping Instagram, I do a live class for 10 minutes. All my stuff's under 10 minutes. So you actually do it. so there's probably those are the main ways to sort of get going. And then, yeah, I'm really excited about the app, because that is something that was like, whew, quite a feat to self-fund. But because not everyone can do the work, you know what it's like up close and personal. For various reasons, I really wanted to make it accessible, because there isn't tons out there. So for me, the Rapid Tapping app is the best place to start. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. And I'll put a clickable link to Poppy's app and website in the description below, so you have easy, accessible, quick links as well. So my last question today then, Poppy, is what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with?
I would say, don't cope through life. It's easy to buy into the rhetoric that things like tapping is a coping tool. But we didn't come here to cope. We came here to create. We came here to raise up into a frequency where anything is possible, and do everything you can to not just cope.
And I think it's so important to remember that, because like you say, I think when the inner work gets really dense sometimes, or when it feels like, oh my gosh, there's another belief to work through, or there's something else to work through, we forget, don't we? We forget that we are here to create, and that we can also experience joy as well. You know, there is so much joy available to us. So yeah, I love that. I think that is some great pearls of wisdom there, Poppy, to share with everybody of, you don't have to just cope. You know, there's, you can. And I saw a quote as well, actually, the other day. I can't remember who shared it. And they said, you know, healing can be fun too. Healing doesn't have to be hard. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I needed that reminder that day of like, it can feel good as well. So yeah, I love that.
Yes, we are actually here to play and have joy and have fun. And sometimes when we start on this journey, we're bombarded with ways that we're messed up, you know, and things that we need to clear and work on. But that's only a little bit of it. You know, in essence, we are part of the universe. We are awesome. We are incredible. And the more we can surround ourselves with people that tell us that, the more normal that becomes for us. So, yeah, for me, a spiritual journey is about journeying into joy and upping your frequency all the time.
Love that. So you've shared where we can find your work already, but what is next for you? I know you've just launched the app, so I don't want to be that person that's like, what are you working on next? But what is coming up for Poppy?
I mean, it's funny. I have been in the States for a bit, and, you know, I've been really like doing some work on my own day to day and what to stop and what to put my time into. And for me, I'm going to really focus on creativity for a while. And I'm going to take a breather around some of the things that I used to do a lot of, and courses and things like that, and just really see and connect and notice what to create next. And almost sit with that kind of creative tension and sort of see where I'm led to next. So for me, I'm really looking forward to that and seeing what births itself next.
I love that. How exciting. An endless field of possibilities, I'm sure. And it's nice when you can, I get that as well, where you can slow down and just, you know, enjoy the view of all the things, the amazing things you have done. You know, it doesn't need to be like you're constantly working on one thing and then the next thing. But I think when you're in that space of just pure rest, like your best ideas can come through. So
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Poppy, for coming onto the podcast today. It has honestly been such a joy chatting with you, and I've learned so much from this. So I'm sure everybody listening has taken tons away from this episode as well. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your pearls of wisdom with us.
Thank you, Emma.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes today. I really hope you have enjoyed Poppy and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link in the description below to Poppy's work. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.